Well, we have a special guest that's going to be with us in a few minutes this morning. And taking that into consideration, I'd like to share a few thoughts with you in this homily, kind of a homilette kind of thing here. I see some people going, shorter. That's good. He's certainly an odd kind of figure. It's John the Baptist. If you think about John the Baptist, we just heard about in our gospel reading, we have certain images, I think, in our minds of John the Baptist. Oftentimes, John is portrayed as being somebody in the desert. Oftentimes, pictures of him, not photographs, but paintings and drawings, have him standing in a river, sometimes holding a staff, oftentimes wearing what looks like animal skins. He's depicted in our gospel reading today as eating locusts and wild honey. Kind of an interesting character. Interesting character. It seems that John was somebody who felt this call to leave the community, to leave the town, leave the village, and live in the desert. He was so taken with the sinfulness and the darkness and the evilness of the world around him that he felt this need to, in a sense, turn his back towards it and go out to the desert and leave that behind. And his ministry was calling people who lived in the world, in the towns, in the villages, to repent, to be sorry for their sins, to come to a life of renewal. And they, as our gospel reading today says, they left the towns and villages to come out to the desert. And there, John baptized them. Now, the baptism being talked about is a little bit different than what we call the sacrament of baptism. But in the Jewish tradition, there was baptism, which was a ritual of being cleansed with water as a way of being forgiven your sins. And in the Jewish tradition, they would oftentimes practice this many times in their lives. And so John is calling people to repentance and using one of the most basic symbols of being cleaned and made new, water. That was the ministry of John the Baptist, and very, very challenging. It's believed by many scripture scholars today, and I've been just doing some reading recently on this, that Jesus was a disciple of John the Baptist. Many who teach this and have studied it, that as Jesus had disciples, so too did John the Baptist have disciples. And perhaps one of John the Baptist's disciples was Jesus. And Jesus saw this idea of repentance and renewal and forgiveness of sins. But at some point it seems that Jesus left that following, left the desert, and went into the town and the village to once again preach in some ways a similar message of forgiveness, of repentance, of renewal, of transformation. But Jesus' message, it seems, the way that Jesus kind of communicated that was perhaps a little bit different than John. Rather than John being in the desert and people coming out to the desert, rather Jesus goes into the village, into the town, into the city, and he engages with people. And he invites people into this newness of life. He invites people to see the goodness of the world as it was created, to see the goodness of who people are as they were created, and to let go of those things that keep us from seeing that and experiencing that. A similar message, but perhaps in a different way. Some have said that you can't shame people into goodness. You can't guilt people into goodness. God knows it's been tried for 2,000 years. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And it's interesting to think, where did that come from? Somewhere it came. But that really is not the ministry of Jesus. Jesus really called out goodness in people, invited goodness in people in a very challenging way. Very challenging. In such a challenging way that it led Jesus to the cross. Not trying to make light of that. It was a challenging message, but in a different way of engaging and encountering the world. It's Jesus who is God incarnate, being incarnate in the world, engaging with the people of his time and his life. In a few weeks, we will celebrate that feast. We call it Christmas, but it's also called, in theological terms, the Feast of the Incarnation, the Feast of God becoming human. Not the Feast of God leaving humanity, but the Feast of God becoming human, entering into this world, entering into this creation, entering into this world, and calling it into the goodness of how it was created, calling us into the goodness of how we were created, inviting us and challenging us to renewal, repentance, transformation, and change. That's the feast that we'll celebrate in a few weeks. And when you see Jesus live out his life, as is portrayed in Scripture, as we see Jesus continuing to be incarnate, to continue to engage and encounter people along the way. And so it's appropriate as we gather during this season of Advent to hear the message of John as it prepares us for this coming of Jesus who enters into the world and invites us to newness of life and transformation. And so as we continue forth as a people of God, may we be incarnate. May we let God so touch our lives that we engage in the world, encounter the world, and call it to the dream, call it to the vision, call it to the transformation that God invites us to do in our world and to be the source of that newness and go forth together living into that dream.